Changing the game. Citizens must assume greater responsibility for their own actions, learn to work with one another for justice and true equality, and send a stern message that they will not tolerate a police state. It is now obvious that U.S. police departments must begin an effort toward demilitarization. If the nation is to avoid a total police state, law enforcement should return to proven and kinder methods of crime prevention and control, especially as statistics show that crime is decreasing across the country. Walking patrols in some inner-city neighborhoods may bring police into closer contact with the citizens, even if this means less traffic fines, and individuals must take it upon themselves to monitor the actions of police. This can vary from judicious use of their cell phone camera to lodging complaints when the situation warrants it. But primarily, public policy must focus on the basic causes of community unrest and crime: lack of jobs, educational opportunities, and hope. The poor should be encouraged to feed themselves nutritious food from small gardens rather than be fined and discouraged by overbearing local ordinances. Local governments, the churches, and the media should make community service a cool activity instead of a punishment. They should encourage feeding the poor and homeless. Public relations campaigns could raise awareness on matters of community relevance. Local governments should encourage the start of programs such as the Works Project Administration, WPA, of the Great Depression era, in which the unemployed were put to work on public projects such as roads, dams, and waterways. Applicants for unemployment compensation could be put to work in jobs provided by local government. They could not be fired from such public jobs, but would be required to register and show up for work each workday. Putting people in jobs would not only restore dignity to those out of work and reduce the welfare rolls, but might actually produce much-needed public improvements. Taxpayers would be getting something for their money. As Benjamin Franklin once noted, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become more corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters.